Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs today, killing at least 42. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least six attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. There has been no claim of responsibility. Earlier, in northern Syria, two suicide car bombings killed at least 65, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers. President Trump has repeated his recent attacks on the news media, happened during a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference that was going on outside Washington, where he said the news media never tried to understand his presidential campaign.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong. Never underestimate the people.
Mr. Trump said nobody loves the First Amendment better than he does, but he said reporters hide behind its protections to publish lies about him. Following his attacks on members of the media, Mr. Trump laid out his vision for the conservative movement. Senior Trump administration officials have confirmed White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus had a conversation with senior FBI officials about published news reports on alleged communications between officials from Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The discussions could violate long-standing ethics rules restricting White House contact with the FBI during these investigations. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is still considering whether to relocate its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem as a demonstration of support for the Israelis. Mr. Pence was addressing the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual conference.
President Trump is personally invested in forging a lasting peace in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Under President Trump, let me assure you, America will support the negotiation process, but as the President said, any agreement must be reached by both sides, and where there will undoubtedly have to be compromises, know this. The Trump administration will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel.
Vice President Pence also used his speech to reiterate that any provocative actions from Iran would not be tolerated by the Trump administration. He said President Trump will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. He said this is a solemn promise to the world. In Pretoria, South Africa, police fired stun guns, stun grenades, rubber bullets, water cannons at protesters. It was the latest wave of anti-immigrant demonstrations, and President Jacob Zuma condemned the anti-foreigner violence as he appealed for calm. VOA's Anita Powell covering developments.
Residents of a Pretoria area called Mamelodi said that they were going to march against foreigners. They didn't initially get permission from the police to do so, but then it appeared at the last minute they did. Now, the estimates for how many people showed up, it varies. Authorities initially said in the dozens. Then police said later that they arrested about 150 people. So it appears that a few hundred people showed up on this short march through the center of Pretoria, the capital.
Amnesty International released a statement in which they said South African authorities have largely failed to address the outbreak of the xenophobic crimes that have been seen in that country since at least the year 2008. Speaking to VOA, former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the apparent assassination of the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reflects instability and uncertainty, in his words, in the Northern Korean leadership. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th after allegedly being poisoned by two women at Malaysia's Kuala Lumpur Airport. Malaysian police say the poison used to kill Kim was the VX nerve agent, which is banned under the Chemical Weapons Convention, which North Korea has never signed. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.